Jay-Z, drugs, money, was my guest's world. Then Jesus visited him in his glorified body. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one, I knew nothing.
Until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality.
I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Enrique Pascal, was raised in a fatherless home where they commingled Catholicism and witchcraft. He was abused by his mother and his grandmother. Enrique, explain your childhood.
I was born in Panama, and I was raised in Brooklyn, New York. I came to America at the age of 5, and we lived in a fatherless home, and there was a lot of abuse, a lot of mistreatment in our home. And the religion is called Santeria. And Santeria is it's a religion that started in Cuba in the late 1900s. And it's a mixture of, you know, being Catholic. Also, it goes to Western Africa, African belief. So it's a mixture of African and voodoo and also being Catholic. So we had a lady come to our home. Actually, two women came to our home one night. It was midnight. They waited for midnight, and they turned off all the lights in the house. And so when they came inside the home, I was terrified. The belief that there were evil spirits and these women had the power to take it out. And so they came in, turned off all the lights in the house, said, all the lights in the house, and they were chanting. They were smoking cigars, burning sage. And this one lady, the head lady, she put me on her back, had my head here and my leg here, and she spun me around. Whoa. At such a velocity, I was so dizzy, and she was yelling and chanting. And then after that, my sister had next, and I watched that, terrified. So after she did all of this stuff, the ritual, and went through the home and driving out evil spirits, she told us, we are good now. The spirits are gone. You guys are clean. Well, that was a lie. Instead of driving out the evil spirits, she drove them in. And so at an early age, Sid, I was having visitations. From 6 to 7, I had demonic visitations. I had what we call sleep paralysis, where demons will come and they'll jump on you in your sleep. And so it happened night after night. My mom was so abusive, one time she grabbed an ashtray and she cracked my head wide open with it. My grandmother one time asked me to empty the trash. So I decided, Sid, to take a shower first. Bad decision. She opened up the shower with an extension cord and beat me out beyond recognition. So I grew up angry. I grew up violent. I grew up having to always defend myself I had such rage. But at the age of 8, Jesus came and met me.
Well, this was in a dream?
In a dream. I was asleep. And the Lord came to me and he spoke to me, not the physical Jesus, it was the glory Jesus, meaning if you were to take the most brilliant stone, let's say diamond, the most flawless diamond in the world, and put that diamond right next to the sun, Sid, no comparison to the glory. And so he came to me in my sleep, and he spoke to me in my native language. And he said to me, "Hoy es el día de Jesús," meaning today is the day of Jesus. He said that to me. But you know what happened, Sid? Slowly, the Lord was removing the rage and the anger and the abuse from me. And I began to have compassion. I began to care about things that a normal 8-year-old should not care about. I began to see things differently. And today, what the Lord shared with me was, that was my exodus. That was Him separating me from my culture and my nature.
But you dropped out of school.
Yeah.
You got into a life of crime, vowed to show your father and the world what a father should be like. But at 15, you fathered your first child?
Yes, Sid. I dropped out of school. My family did not have the funds needed to live. And so I became the head of the household at an early age. And so I had to find means to take care of my family. I joined the military first, right? I joined the military first. And then I came home one day on leave and excited to be home, but the landlord was not excited to see my mom. And he told her, I'm gonna put you out. So I looked at her and said, "What's going on here? I'm sending you all my money." And she said, "Not to worry about it." So I realized that the money I was sending was not enough to make it happen. So I end up AWOLing from the military just to find work to make more money. So eventually I end up getting a job on Wall Street, working at this bank at the time called Marine Mellon Bank. We were able to make more money at that point, and we moved out of that place to a better place. And then the opportunity came for me to become a drug dealer. And I took it because we needed more money. And so I turned to a life of crime, had my first child at 15, wanted to show the world and my father what a father should be like.
You were busted. What happened?
Yeah. I was looking at a minimum of 5 years, maximum 40. So this was serious. And so I went to court, and this is when I began to see the hand of God. This judge, who had all rights to give me 40 years in prison, looked at me and said, "I am giving you 10 years for the crime you committed." And said, the glory of God fell in that courtroom. He says, "But I am going to erase every year and put you on 1 year probation."
Then you got connected with Jay-Z. And then what happened?
In 1992, I met Jay-Z. He was dating my sister. They dated probably, I believe, 6 years or so. And when I met him, he had this passion for music. So as time progressed, I asked him one day, I said, "Listen, you're gonna make it big one day. Would you allow me to do your after parties?" So in 1999, he said yes, made good on his promise. And we went on this tour called the Hard Knock Life Tour. We toured 55 cities in 10 weeks.
How profitable was this?
He said it was nothing for me to make $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 in one night.
How many of these did you do in this short period?
55 cities in 10 weeks.
That's a lot of money.
So after doing Jay-Z's parties, we were known for, you know, doing parties and stuff like that. And we began to do parties for other individuals in the music industry. So it became a very successful, lucrative business.
Enrique had another encounter with Jesus. And the Messiah said to him, "You must give up everything that would take you away from Jesus." Be right back.
Do you know every time you say yes to Jesus, you're also saying yes to deliverance? And when you got saved, freedom is part of the package. With Enrique Pascal's resource CD set, you will learn how to safeguard yourself and your family from evil attacks. Apply a secret found in Proverbs by confessing it every day. How surrendering to God causes the spiritual law of agreement to work in your favor. How the image you embrace for yourself determines the life you live. How unforgiveness opens doors that allow the enemy into your life. And discover many more anointed insights that will totally free you to live for God.
A lot of times when someone is dealing with frustrations, dealing with any type of oppression, they try many different tactics and things to receive their healing. And I wanted to give you my personal experiences and encounters on how I defeated the oppression in my life and give you step-by-step instructions. The chains that are in your life will be broken, and God is going to protect you with His shield.
Take authority now over all the things in life that have you handcuffed. Call or go online at sidroth.org/10046 with your donation of $25 or more with free shipping and handling for Enrique Pascal's exclusive new 3-CD audio set, Breaking Chains and Building Shields, strategies to get free, stay free, and live under God's protection.
Car and you're in heaven at the same time? How's that work?
Oh, man. So in 2004, the Lord was tugging on my heart in a major way. And I felt Him calling me to walk away from this life that I had because I began to not enjoy the success that I was experiencing. And so in 2004, my girlfriend and I at the time, who's my wife today, we were in the car. This car was a BMW convertible. And said, I was thinking in my mind the words, thank you, because life was good, money was flowing, things seemed really well. I was thinking the words, thank you, and I looked up to the clouds to verbalize it. And while I'm driving, I'm approaching this red light. So I stop at the light. And when I looked up, I heard the voice of God come from the clouds. And He said, give it up. And I thought, give what up? And when I thought that, like it was a vacuum, if you will. And I am in the presence of God Jehovah. And it was the same presence that I saw when I was 8 years old. The same glory. We began to have a conversation, not by mouth, but we were conversing at the speed of thought. So I would think something. I said, give what up, Lord? And He said, anything that would distract you, anything that would take you away from Me, get rid of it now. And at that point, I thought, how long? I then learned that because I am not dead, my body's in the car. Satan is speaking to my body. The Lord showed that to me after, because Satan put a time frame on God's instructions. So I said, how long? He says, 21 days. And I agreed. And when I agreed, I'm back in the car again. The light turns green. And I'm blinking, saying, what in the world is this? So I look at my girlfriend at the time, and I said, I'm giving you up. I'm giving this up.
I must have gone over big.
I'm giving everything up, right? And she said, what's wrong with you? I said, I was just in heaven. She said, how were you in heaven? And you are in the car with me. I said, I was in heaven. I saw the Lord, and I explained everything to her. Well, she knew it was true when I gave it all up for 21 days. But after that, Sid, I went back. And so I did a concert that year in the month of November, and I was miserable. I was suicidal. I was depressed. The concert did well, but I was not in a good space. And so after the concert, I went home and I cried like a baby. And I said, Lord, if you give me something else to do, I'll do that and walk away. Well, I woke up the next morning with this amazing idea to take different designs and symbols and put it on women's t-shirt. And each slogan went back to a scripture, but nobody knew it. That's how ministry began for me.
Let's fast forward. 2008, you got a nice way of calling it, detained.
Oh, boy. Yes, Sid. So in 2008, I went to a wedding in Jamaica. Now, life is good. No more drugs, no more sinning. I am married, business, serving God, in ministry, things are good, okay? And so I go to Jamaica, come back, and when I went to the airport in Charlotte, they held me up. And I'm like, what's going on here? Why am I being held up? My plane's about to leave. And Sid, they did not care at all. Right? So I'm like, hey, what's happening here? So they said, have you committed a crime before? I said, yeah, but that's back 1996. That's over. They said, yes, but not with Homeland Security. So Sid, I was detained for 14 days. I had no idea how long they were going to hold me. So they locked me up. And now I am in this immigration jail. Now, the thing about this is so fascinating is I knew in my heart I was going to jail because I prayed on it and the Lord did not answer me as I wanted. So I said, Lord, give me a scripture. Give me a scripture. And it was Philippians 4:12. I learned how to be comfortable in any and all situations, whether I am in plenty or in lack, whether I am hungry or well-fed. So that was the scripture he gave me. I go to turn myself in. They lock me up. And I'm in this immigration jail. And when you are in immigration jail, you have all different nationalities in this jail. And I'm sitting down with my head down, and I'm confused. And I'm like, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't understand you. When I did wrong, you set me free. I'm doing right now. I'm detained. How long? Am I facing deportation? I'm having a talk with God. And then this guy from Africa comes and says, do you need a Bible? And I looked up and said, yes, please. Please bring me a Bible. And he said, what cell are you in? And when I looked up and pointed, it was cell 412. I knew that God was saying something. So I went to sleep and woke up. And I said, you know what, Lord? I am going to make the most of this. I don't know how long I'll be here, but I am going to make the most of this. So I'm in this jail doing Bible study. The word said it's being translated in all of these different languages because people are around me and translating what I am saying in those languages. So the Lord took me global while I was detained.
Well, fast forward, you're now in a church, you started a church, but you're frustrated. People were coming into your church messed up and leaving messed up. It shouldn't be that way.
Same way they came in.
What happened?
So, Sid, I was impressed of the Lord in January, of the 29th of January, to go on a fast. It was a 40-day fast. No food, just water. And I am consuming the Word of God. I am praying for hours. I am reading 32 chapters a day, just consuming in the things of God. And on the 14th day, I had a six-hour encounter with Jesus. He came into the bedroom. He said to me, it is never a person. It is always a spirit. And it goes back, Sid, to Matthew chapter 16, where Jesus says, who do men say that I am? And they said, some say you are Elijah, some say you are John the Baptist, some say you are the prophet Isaiah. And then he says, but who do you say I am? And Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says something, said very interesting. He says, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. He says, your name shall be Peter, the rock. And upon this revelation, I will build my church. In the same conversation, he says, I'm going to the cross. And Peter says, you can't go. And the next thing Jesus says to Peter is, get thee behind me, Satan. So in both conversations, he acknowledged God and Satan. It wasn't Peter. It was the spirit behind Peter every single time. And so what he taught me is, he taught me through this encounter that you never meet people. You don't meet people. You meet the spirit that's occupying that person. Yes. Right? And so when I saw that, I began to understand deliverance. The person didn't do that. It was the demon in the person. Because we are always influenced by a spirit, good or bad, right? And so when I saw that, I understood deliverance, and then forgiveness came and compassion came, because now I see spirit and not people.
I want you, I'm going to say a quick prayer, but it's the most important prayer you'll ever pray. That Jesus forgive you of your sins and live inside of you and become real to you. Repeat out loud, dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I believe.
I believe.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Washes away every mistake.
Washes away every mistake.
And I'm clean.
And I'm clean.
It's so good to be clean.
So good to be clean.
And now that I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside.
I make you my Messiah.
I make you my Messiah.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
You have three angels that travel with you.
Yes, sir.
I want you to pray for the viewers right now as God directs.
So I want to lead you through a few confessions and then pray for you. Say, Father.
Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For blocking you.
For blocking you.
Out of any area.
Out of any area.
Of my life.
Of my life.
I repent.
I repent.
For opening.
For opening.
The door.
The door.
To darkness.
To darkness.
And oppression.
And oppression.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I release, anything, that is not of you.
That is not of you.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to rebuke anything that is not of you right now. Any spirit that is not of you right now, with the finger of God, I command any darkness, any oppression, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you, the fire of God right now. Any unwelcoming spirit, any dark spirit, out right now, out of their life. Loose God's people in the name of Jesus. If you are present, I have authority over you. The fire of God against you, I bind you, I rebuke you under the authority of the name. You must obey. I send the word of healing. I send the word of deliverance. I send the word of restoration. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I bind you. I command you now to let God's people go in the name of Jesus. Two opposing kingdoms cannot dwell in the same place. I speak now the kingdom of light at you in the name of Jesus. The kingdom of heaven towards you in Jesus' name. Loose that man, loose that woman, loose that boy, loose that girl, the fire of God against you in Jesus' name.
Freedom in Jesus' name.